So what if a spaceship came down and beamed me up? Would that completely change the complex of my life? Yeah, it would. The what if scenario can be detrimental to your progress, and we're going to talk about the what if mentality. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I'm your host, James Borman, and if you are coming through, then please do let me know. Give me a fist bump in the comments, give me a love heart, give me a share, give me something that lets me know that you're watching. Of all the examples that I could have used, I talked about a spaceship coming to pick me up. I don't know where that came. Anyway, how are we doing? Wednesday. It is midweek, ready to go. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine, where if it's sunshiny where you are. It's a funny old thing, right? I was doing some reflection the other day. I was looking in the mirror. I was just like thinking, what's all about? What are we doing everything for? You know, we are born into this world. We are then educated into a system for the first 20 years of our life, influenced by our parents' ideals, values and principles. That part's important. Remember that part. Then in our 20s, it's almost about self-discovery of women, booze, drugs, careers. We then hit our 30s, and then suddenly it's about responsibility, pressures, marriage, divorce, children. I said responsibilities. Sort yourself out, James. And then when we get to 40s, we're almost like, now what? Dippy, come here. I know what that's going to happen to that dog if he keeps moaning. We get to our 40s and then we're like, now what? What happens now? The kids start to move on. You know, I'm stuck in a job I hate. I don't really have any aspirations, drive, passion. I've given it to everyone else and I'm burnt out. Okay, it happens for a lot of guys. I'm not saying it happens for everybody, but like usually when we get to the age, it's kind of that point where the old status of midlife crisis comes in. I think it's just being lost. We spoke about being lost on Monday. Now, with all of that experience in life, right, whether you're a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50 or 60 or 70, there have been a number of what ifs. What if I didn't take this job? What if I took a different path? What if I took that opportunity? What if I went traveling? Now, what if can be used as quite a negative front when we say it to start with, right? We always think about, oh, what if I did a better job? Okay. And I think what's really important is to understand that we can use what if as a positive. Now, what if becomes a barrier in some respects to people's growth? Because what if I fail at taking this opportunity? What if I fail to be happy in this relationship? What if I fail to not live up to my own expectations? And what that usually does, come here, what that usually does is create self-doubt. Okay, and you think about your whole life from when we were born all the way through, we go through this scenario. We go through in our heads, what ifs, through our 20s, through that self-discovery, through our 30s, like questioning, am I in a right relationship? I'm in a right career? Am I healthy? Am I living my life? What if I don't have a successful marriage? All these questions that we ask ourselves. But what about if we flipped that round and we went, what if you showed up and become an elite operator? What if you took the plunge and you created a better job? What if you put the effort in and made your relationship work with your wife or your partner or your kids? But we think we turn it from a negative, like instead of thinking of the negatives, we think about the positives. So what if this works out and I suddenly become really happy, content and have clarity? What if I have a wonderful career and it really works out for me? And instead of allowing what if to be on the negative front, we make it about the positive front. Does that make sense? Because when we say, oh, what if, we automatically think negative. we automatically think negative. And the reason I was bringing us and talking us through that little timeline there is because you are where you are today, probably because a number of decisions you made based on what if. What if I took this path? What if I took that path? But actually, you are where you're supposed to be. You are where you're supposed to be when I get hold of that dog. So you shouldn't ever regret. You shouldn't ever think bad about where we are. Like, I look at everything that's happened in my life and I think to myself, oh, well, what if I wasn't such an idiot in my marriage and completely blew it? Well, there wouldn't be a Darcy and there wouldn't be an Alba. And there wouldn't be two incredible lives that have been brought into this earth. Do you know what I mean? What if I never left the military? Well, I probably would have gone on to have a great career in the military, but I've got an incredible relationship with my older two children because I made that decision. What if I never started the Man Coach? I might not have saved many lives of the messages and emails that I get where people have decided not to kill themselves because I've given them some hope. So there is always a positive on the other side of the what ifs. Always. And I think if we're going to move forward, we've got to start thinking a little bit more positively and less negatively. We've got to be a bit more optimistic rather than down and out. And it all comes from our state of mind, everything that we're talking about, right? And if we constantly question ourselves about, oh, well, you know, what if I don't do this? What if, and what if, what if? Change that mentality. Go and experience. Go and fail. Go and learn. Go and gain experience. That's how we find out what we're about. That's how we build character. That's how we build a process. And through the process, by the way, we build that character. We build an identity. We evolve our identity. So when you're hitting that 40s and you're a little bit lost, man, when you go out there and you give it your best shot and you try different stuff and you experience things without the what if in a negative front, you become unstoppable in life. Nothing can stop you. The world's your oyster. The world's your oyster anyway. The world's your oyster anyway. You can do anything you want on this planet. But it's always the negative side of our brain and state of mind that stops us. It's always the self-doubts, the fear of judgment, rejection, the fear of failure. All of those things create your identity. All of those things create your character. They build your resilience. And if you're ever going to move forwards within your life and you want to live a content life and you want to live a happy life and you want to live a positive life, then you've got to start extracting all of the negative thoughts out of your mind. You've got to start recognizing, be self-aware of them, understanding them, processing them, reflecting, reviewing on them, and then driving forwards, breaking through the what ifs. Anyway, I hope that helps. I'm really just sharing, I guess, some of the reflections I've had for myself recently. And if I'm thinking them, then I'm damn sure that some of you are thinking that as well. I hope that helps. Fist bumps.